Are you enjoying the season? Has it been too hard to deal with people like me and everything else that's going on?
I say everything's going good. See, yeah, holding the weight to go on area play and get to the tournament.
I know y'all have missed a couple of games. How hard has that been to know that you may walk into a gym and say you can't play or find out the day of a game? How hard has that been?
It hasn't been that hard, right? Mostly we can get more practice and get better each and every day once we have no game.
Are you a gym rat?
Yeah, so.
So if I need to find you, that's where I'm going to go is to the
gym.
Where did that start for you? What age?
I started playing basketball once I was 3. And just started getting into it once I got older and older and got better.
When did you realize this is what I want to do?
Once I got like 7, I started playing upper level, like with 7. I mean, 11 and 12 year olds. So, like, this is my thing. I want to do it now.
And you grew up in Calhoun.
Yes, sir.
And you know all about Coach Hunter and all those great teams. Did you go to the gym when you were a kid and watch those guys play?
Yes, sir.
Did that kind of help you in your decision?
Yeah, watching my older brother, my family, all my cousins play with Coach Hunter. Yeah, it made my decision to stay at Calhoun.
So you got a real hatred for Central Haynesville then, is that?
Yes, sir.
What do you hate most about what you've had to go through?
I don't hate nothing about it. It's just a process of going through everything. So you got to love what you're doing and love how you're doing it.
Did you enjoy the recruiting process?
Yes, sir.
What was it that you liked about it?
Mostly everything. The coaches, the fans, politics and all. You got to love everything about your recruiting process to get where you're going.
Did you say politics?
Yes, sir.
What politics did you have to deal with?
Mostly, that school not for you, that school not for you, such and such, that coach can't coach, and all that.
Yeah. Once you made your decision and signed on the dotted line, how much of a relief was that for you?
It took a whole lot of pain off. Well, relief off my pain, mostly because I didn't have to worry about a lot of coaches calling me every day, worry about other school licking up and scratching every night to see what school I'm going to go to. So it took a whole lot of pain off of it.
And now how much do you talk to Coach Oach and some of the other guys on the team?
I make sure I try to talk to them like 3 times a week. Exactly, so yeah. I try to talk to all the players at Alabama and the playoffs. We were cool, so we get a big play and all that.
As far as trying to win another state championship, it's so hard to repeat. And I'm sure you feel like you got a bullseye? You feel like this team's got a bullseye on its back?
Yeah, mostly every time we come in the gym, it's sold out. No matter where we're going. So I feel like we got to tell you now, baby. We got to watch out for everything.
I know it's hard, and Coach talked about playing one game at a time, but you got so much in front of you. Is it hard not to try to look ahead and know what you're about to be doing?
No, it's not hard to me because I'm used to it. So I'm just going to take it, everything one step at a time, one game at a time.
What has been the hardest part of all the whole process?
The hardest part has got to be having the younger kid come moving up to varsity. They played JV last year. Try to get them in our system, get them playing like us, and get them running.
And once you get, I guess, to Alabama, you're going to have to deal with getting tickets for everybody and all that sort of thing. So I guess, is that something that you're looking forward to, though? Is that going to be a problem?
I don't think it should be a problem. So I know Alabama will take care of me and my family, so I don't think it'll be a big problem.
Yeah. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck. I appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.